Oh, get a life, Gray. The president does a little favor for his brother Jeb, and what do you do? You get all snippy about it. Hey, in the Bush family, when a brother's in need, you give him a hand. If that should surprise you, you've forgotten the Florida recount. We're talking family values here. Even George Bush said that politics played a part in his decision to fork out more than $200 million to three oil companies to protect Florida's fragile coastline from possible oil mishaps. When reporters asked him if the move was political, the president said, quote unquote, "It's good politics and good policy." No disagreement here. Development of the Florida leases would risk important recreational fisheries as well as many of its prime tourist beaches. Politically, they were causing a firestorm of criticism for Jeb Bush in his reelection bid as Florida's governor. Good politics? You bet your sweet bippy. Good policy? Well, Mr. President, it's that too. Although nothing else in your energy policy suggests that you really mean it. But trust me, those words are going to come back to you for the rest of your presidency if you continue to put extraction above the environment. Governor Davis couldn't resist twisting the president's ear on this one. He must surely know that Congress won't pay for an additional buyout of California oil and gas leases. It might not even approve funds for Florida in a tight budget year. But Gray's got W in an awkward spot, and he must enjoy calling attention to the president's hypocrisy. Yes, hypocrisy. Because even as the president announced the cancellation of Florida's leases, his Justice Department lawyers were battling to force California to accept 36 old lease sales on the Outer Continental Shelf off its shore. The state of California had sued the Bush administration and won in U.S. District Court because the administration had reissued the California leases without a legally mandated review under the Coastal Zone Management Act and the National Environmental Policy Act. Now the Justice Department is appealing that decision, with oral arguments scheduled this week. To add insult, the president's lawyers are using the court case to try to take away California's sovereign authority to deny future oil development in the state's own waters, which run 3 miles out from shore. And if Californians don't like it, hey, they can just elect Jeb Bush as their governor. This is Lesser Coyne.